This week is the first, this Wednesday night is the first Yahrzeit of Rabbi Baum's. The Mishnah has the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if you have a Naira Hamuras Nahama. If a woman is a Nisua, the woman already had Nisuin, not only did she have, there are two stages in marriage. First you have Eris, and when you give the ring, then she's only an Arusa, and then you have the Chuppah, the Yichud, and that makes the complete, that's an Eishes Ish Bebeis HaBaal. An Arusa is an Eishes Ish Eloi Bebeis HaBaal, and the Nisua is an Eishes Ish Bebeis HaBaal. When we say Beis HaZu Ishto, you have a Naira Hamuras Nahama. If a woman is a Nisua, the woman already had Nisuin, not only did she have, there are two stages in marriage. First you have Eris, and when you give the ring, then she's only an Arusa, and then you have the Chuppah, the Yichud, and that makes the complete, that's an Eishes Ish Bebeis HaBaal. An Arusa is an Eishes Ish Eloi Bebeis HaBaal, and the Nisua is an Eishes Ish Bebeis HaBaal. When we say Beis HaZu Ishto, so that means a Nisua. That's how the Gemara says. The Chippa Bada, it says on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol has to be married. And when he says the vidui, he says v'chipa badot biad beisoi. So the first mission in Yuma says beisuzu ishtoi. So the Gemara says in Yuma, daf yugimul beisuzu ishtoi means an esua. It doesn't refer to an arusa. So once the girl is already an esua, she's an eishes ish b'beis habal, then she's no longer b'beis aviva. Then if the husband wants to divorce his wife, he cannot give the get to the father. The father's out of the picture already. Or let's say the girl is already a boigeris. The girl already reached the age of 12 and a half. Once the girl is already 12 and a half, she's not in the Rishus Aviha anymore, even if she's still single. Even if she's not even an Arusa, or if she's an Arusa. Once she becomes a boigeris, she's not. It says in Chumash, Binureha Beis Aviha. By her first Dorma says, when she's a Ktana, she's Beis Aviha. When she's a Naira, she's still Beis Aviha. But once she becomes a boigeris, she reaches the age of 12 and a half, so she's not Beis Aviha. So that's what the Mishnah writes carefully. If the girl is a Naira to the exclusion of a Bogeris, if she's already a Bogeris after 12 and a half, so that you cannot give the get to the father's out of the picture, the girl is not Bishus Sevilla. And she's a Naira Hamurah, so she only had Erisin. If she already had Nisuin, then again she's Yotza Bishus Sevilla. And of course the father cannot be Mekabal a get on behalf of the daughter. But if she's still a Naira Hamurah, so the father for sure can be Mekabal a get. If the husband wants to divorce his wife, he certainly can give the get to the father and divorce her thereby. The shaila is, can he give the get directly to his wife? So that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Avia mekabelas gita bovad. Only the father. You cannot give the get to the wife. It's a strange concept. And we don't pass like that. We pass, you can either give the get to the father or to the wife. So Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues that logically it doesn't make any sense. It cannot be, cannot be that either the father is a bailam on the gerishin or the daughter is a bailam on the gerishin. Vida does gemot that either or two people are bailam on the gerishin. What we have is you can give a get to the wife or to the shliach of the wife, but the shliach is not an independent bailam on the gerishin. The shliach just representing the wife. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda argues you can't have two people, each one independent bailam. The father is a bailam on the kabbalas aget, or the wife is a bailam. How can you have two people by it? So that's his argument. He says it cannot be, so only the father can be mekabel a get, and not the wife. The shaila was, according to the Tanakhama, the way we pass, according to the Chachamim, that either the father, he the avia means either the father or the wife can receive the get in person. So what happens to the argument of Rabbi Yehuda? So that's a machlekes in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, on Daf Mem Dalet. Yitaisus Diba Maschal Nairo quotes a Gemara Mekidushin Mem Dalet on the base. So the Gemara has a machloikis. What's the din? If the girl is a Naira Hamurasa, so the father can either be Mekabel Aget in person, or the father can appoint a Shliach to be Mekabel Aget on his behalf. What about the girl? So we paskin like the Chachamim in the Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda that the wife can be Mekabel Aget herself, can the wife appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get? So that's a machlekes, and we paskin no. The wife cannot be memana a shliach. Why not? So the Ramban on our daf, Ramban on the bottom of the Rif on our daf, explains the Gemara in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin he doesn't explain. But here's where the Rif discusses it, so that's where the Ramban discusses it. So Ramban explains the Gemara there in Kiddushin as follows. He says, this is exactly the machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes amarai in Kiddushin. What nekuda do the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda on? Rabbi Yehuda says it's illogical that you should have two people, that each one is independently a bailam on the Kabbalah Saget. either the father is a bialim or the wife is a bialim on the get. So Rabbi Yehuda says that can't be. You never have two people bialim on the same thing. You have shutvim. So I own half and you own half, or I own 20% and you own 80%. Whatever happens to be, whatever I own, you don't own. Whatever you own, I don't own. You can only have two people bialim on the same thing. If somebody points a shliach, so the shliach is nishken bialim. Shliach acts on my behalf. So Rabbi Yehuda argues it can't be. So what did the Chachamim disagree? Did they hold that there's a pasuk somewhere that's marbed that over here it is an exception to the rule? That the father is an independent bialim and the wife is an independent bialim on the Kabbalah Zaget? So Mimele, if each one is a bialim on the Kabbalah Zaget, each one has the option of making a shliach? Or no, we paskin no. We paskin like the other opinion there, that the wife cannot appoint a shliach. The Naira HaMorosa cannot appoint a shliach to be Mekabbalah Zaget on her behalf. Only the father. Why? So the Ramban explains, because we really are masking with Rabbi Yehuda's argument that you cannot have shtei adayim zeches kachet. You can't say that the father is a bialim to be mekabel get and the wife is a bialim. Rabbi Yehuda is talking right. Only the father can be mekabel get. But you have a pasuk that's marba yodi yisera zochi le'rachmona. The Torah is marba that if you want you can give the get to the wife. So the answer is the wife is acting like a shliach on behalf of the father. Either the father screams he doesn't want her to serve as a shliach. So it's a gzeres hakosuv that, as if the Torah appoints the wife as a shliach to represent the father.
Another yad for the father.
Right. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. So somehow they both are convinced of that point. I don't know why.
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that the father has a priority over
his daughter. The father. He does. Elavia finished. We didn't finish it in the Mishnah. Elavia makablas gito bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says only the father can be. We didn't read it. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda. He says explicitly only the father makablas gito bilvad, and she cannot be makabla get. So basically, the Tanakam is also masking with Rabbi Yehuda that only the father.
That's what I would have said.
But the Gemara says not so. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Parker,
her name is in the get, not his.
Oh, that's a serious question. Whose name does it say in the get? Whose name? So let's take halacha l'maaseh the following case. Let's say a man is married to a wife and he wants to give her the get, and we know she's not going to, she lives in California now and he lives in New York, and she's Memana Shliach who lives in New York. So the husband is going to give the get to the wife's Shliach. Let's say the wife's Shliach happens to be her brother. Say for argument's sake. So when he writes the get, does he write in the get, Harei achoischo mugureshes heimeni? Or does he say, Harei at mugureshes heimeni?
There's a series of rules. We have a copy of it.
Normal one, it's in the other Gemara. The normal one says, I'm divorcing you. It's always written, Belosha Neuchach. I think we spoke about that. In the Rif, they have a nusach haget on daf peivov. The Rif has a nusach of the get, a normal standard nusach of the get. So it says in the Rif's nusach, the word heich, like in every ksuba starts off, has the date on top, and then it says eich. Eich means that. What do you mean that? So in the Gittin, in the Ksubas in Eretz Yisrael, that some Ksubas that they use in Eretz Yisrael, it starts off, Anan Sahadi Eich, we the undersigned testify that Reuven proposed to the girl, and he gave her a ring, and he said, Hariat Mekudeshes, and he promised to love and honor and cherish her and support her, and so on, all the Shibudim. So that's what it says in the Ksuba. Eich means Anan Sahadi Eich. So in the Rif, on Daf Peivav, he has the Girsa, here it is, on page 90, on Daf Mem Hamid Beis, has a text of a Get Krisis. So it says there, Eich Ano Ploini Bar Ploini, I am divorcing my wife. So they quote on the side that the Rosh says that word Eich is a mistake. You're not supposed to write Belosh and Eidim, we the undersigned are testifying that he is divorcing his wife. It has to be written, Belosh and Abal, I am divorcing my wife. And now it has to be written, and then the Beis Shmuel quotes in Ebenezer, it has to be written, I, and he says, I'm divorcing you, has to say, not, he's giving it to her brother, so he says, I'm divorcing your sister. No, even though we know in advance that the Shliach is the brother, you have to say, I'm divorcing you. has to be written to the wife because she's the bailum for the Kabbalah's Haget. So the shaila is, what if you have a father? What if she's a Naira Hamarasa like over here? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aviha Mikabala's Gita Belvat, so you can't write, I am divorcing you, and give it to the father. You have to write, I am divorcing your daughter. I am divorcing your daughter, because the father is the bailin for the Kabbalah's Haget, the sole bailin. The shaila is the way we pass, and like the Chachamim, you can either give the get to the wife directly, or you can give it to the father. So I would have said that it depends. If you're giving it to the father, so you're right, I am divorcing your daughter. If you give it to the wife, you're right, I am divorcing you. Comes the Ramban and says, wrong. We paskin that she cannot make a shliach. The wife cannot make a shliach. The father can make a shliach. And the wife cannot make a shliach. So you're always right. Even if you give the get to the wife in person, you have to write, I am divorcing your daughter. I give the get to the wife in person, the nusach has to say, I am divorcing your daughter, because she's only like a shliach on behalf of the father.
The father is the balaget.
The father is the balaget. I would have said, like you, I would have said, fakir. The wife is the bailam on the get, and the father is the yad yisera. But that's what you see from the sugya and kiddusha, not so. That basically the chachamim, I would not have said like that, but basically the chachamim are in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda that the real bailam on the get is really the
father.
And the yad yisera zochi lo rachmono, that her yad, she can represent the father. She can represent the father.
What about kiddushin? Can you give either to the father to be mechabel kiddushin or to her?
That's the machlokes in kiddushin daf mem gimel. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, yeah. So we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan on that. No, kiddushin can only be done by the father. By if she's a ktana, zot kirei. Ktana is a lav bas das until bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, gotten ktana lav bas das. So that's a davar pashut that she cannot be mekabel her own kiddushin if she's still a ktana. But the shad is, what if she's already a naira? Naira means after bas mitzvah, she becomes a bas mitzvah gedolah at the age of 12. And for the first 6 months, she's a naira until she becomes a bogera. So she's a binure beis avir. She's still the beis avir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, no shayla. Only the father is the bailam. Shad is according to the Chachamim who said by the get, either she or the father, kibi mekabel get, would you say the same by kiddushin? So Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says no. By kiddushin, only aviho mekabel kiddusheh v'loihi. She cannot. The pasuk, wherever the pasuk is, this missing pasuk that the Gemara talks about, yad yisera to zochi l'rachmona, the Torah was marbe, another yad, we don't know where the pasuk is. It must be a drosha somewhere. So the yad yisera is only for a get and not for kiddushin. And Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish kept on disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, and he tried to get Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He kept on disagreeing, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin, and tried to get some of the other Talmidim to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, and no one paid attention to him. The Gemara says he was screaming and screaming. Sarach Reish Lakish kikruchio, he was screaming his head off, Aleiz da Ashgachbe. And no one paid attention. They said, no, they don't hold like him, they hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That even though he passed like the Chachamim, that by the get, either she or the father can be mekabel get, but by Kiddushin, only the father can be mekabel Kiddushin, unless the father's not alive. If the father's not alive, then she's not Bishus Avi anymore. So then if she's a Ktano, there's no Kiddushin. And if she's a Naira, then of course she's on her own. So she can be mekabel her own Kiddushin. Not make a Shliach. Right. So that's what we mentioned last week. The Ramban explains over here, we have a pasuk that shliach is a shliach. If the husband wants to divorce his wife, you had the mishnayos in the third paragraph. The husband sends a shliach to go to California to deliver the get. On the way, the shliach gets exhausted. He's traveling by pony. He gets tired in Wisconsin, whatever. So he gives the get to someone else. And the other guy gets exhausted in Wyoming, whatever. He keeps on going, weiter, weiter, weiter. So you can have already 100 shluchim. Shliach is a shliach, is a shliach, is a shliach. Afilo ad meir shluchim, till he reaches California and he gives the get to the wife. So that's learned out from a pasuk, v'shilach v'shilchem alam isha shliach ha'is a shliach. That the shliach can make another shliach. But the shayla is, what about the shliach ha'isha l'kabolas ha'get? When the wife makes a shliach to receive the get, do you say there also shliach ha'is a shliach? Maybe it's only shliach ha'bal l'halachas ha'get. So that's what the Ramban writes, and the Mechaber only quotes, yesh omrim, the Mechaber doesn't quote any dispute. He says, yesh omrim, that's the Ramban, this Ramban, Shliach l'ilocha cannot appoint another shliach. Shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach l'kabbalah saget cannot make another shliach. Because the fact that there's such an institution as a shliach l'kabbalah saget to begin with is a chiddush. We explain because the get can really be given bal korcha to the isha. It's an avera. It's not the acheretz. It's an avera deraisa. It's not the yosha that he should give his wife a get. Rabbi Gershom added on acherim. He said he puts the man acherim. Acherim means a curse that the person should die. Acherim, the Gemara says, a curse that's nichnas into the ramachi vorm. That's why the Loshon Cherem, the Gemara says, is Loshon Ramach Ivarm. It's a klala that the person should die for having violated such a terrible thing of giving such an injustice, of giving a get bal korcha. He didn't make the Issa. The Issa is an Issa deraisa. It's an avla gedola deraisa to give a get bal korcha under most circumstances. Sometimes nishkan avla. Sometimes she's at fault for ruining the marriage. Then it's a mitzvah to give it a get. But most of the time it'll be an avera to give her a get bal korcha. But if you gave the get bal korcha, the get will be chal. So strictly speaking, you don't need Das HaIsha for the Gerishin. So if you don't need Das HaIsha, it doesn't really make any sense that she should be able to make a Shliach. She's Bechlanishken Balabos over here. So that's why you need a Gzeris HaKosu V'shilcha Malam Shehu Isha Isha Shliach, to enable the woman to make a Shliach L'Kabolos HaGet. But her Shliach L'Kabolos HaGet is not on the same level, not like a normal Shliach HaBala HaLochus HaGet. It's Kula Chidish. That's what the Ramban holds, that Ein Shliach Isha Shliach. The Shliach Rishon doesn't have the power to make a Shliach Sheni by Kabbalah Saget. That's what the Gemara calls Mili. In the end of Gittin, Gemara says, sometimes, Ein Shliach Eis Shliach, when it's only Mili, Mili means words, a bunch of words. She only gave over words. The husband gives over the get to the Shliach, or even if he doesn't give over the get, he authorizes the Sefer, write a get for my wife and give it to my wife and go. The Shliach can give the get even Bal Korcho. You're not allowed to. But if he'll give the get bal korcha, the get will be chal. So the husband is giving over his power, not just a bunch of words, he's giving over empowerment to the shlich. The husband has authority, has power, and he transfers the power to the shlich rishon. So if shlich rishon is a balabas now, he can transfer the power to the shlich sheni, who can in turn transfer it to the shlich shlishi. Afilo ad meir shluchim. That's the nusach that you say. Afilo ad meir shluchim. When you appoint the shlich, that's how you say. Afilo ad meir shluchim. But the Shliach Isha, what do you mean? Ziyotnishken empowerment? She doesn't have any empowerment. The get can be given to her Bal Korcha. She has no say on the whole thing. It's an Avera to give Bal Korcha, but if you give Bal Korcha, the get will be Chal. So you can't say that she transferred her power, she gave over the empowerment to the Shliach. She just gave a bunch of words. That's called Mili. So the Gemara has later written that Mili loy mimser on the Shliach. Even when you make a Shliach Rishon, it's Mili, but the Shliach Rishon doesn't have the power to make a Shliach Sheni. The Chiddush only is that the she can make a Shliach Rishon, but past that it doesn't go. So that's what the Ramban suggests is the Pshat and the Shita that we paskin like. The Gemara came to the Maskana, that even though he, the Yovim, and Kabbalah Mezgita, either she or the father can receive the get, there's a difference between the two. She cannot appoint another Shliach, but the father can appoint a Shliach, because the father is the real. The father is the Bailam and the Kabbalah Saget. The wife receiving the get is Ke'ilu. She's representing the father Ke'ilu. She were a Shliach of the father. So if she's going to make a Shliach, that's like a Shliach Rishon, or it's a Shliach Sheni. So ain't Shliach or it's a Shliach by Kabbalah Saget.
Wouldn't the father be like the woman?
What?
Why can't the father can appoint other Shaliyah, cannot appoint more than the one Shaliyah?
Only one.
The same, you have... It's a numerical one. You have the one who gives the get has the power up to 100, let's say, whatever.
One who gives the get.
Yeah, and 100, and he had only one.
Only one.
One chance.
Right. Well, he can appoint 100 people. I can
himself.
Appoint 100 myself.
Yeah.
If I appoint you, you cannot appoint another one. But I can appoint 100 people. Bavasachas and kol kaidem zacha. Whoever is in the Kabbalah get first. So the father can appoint a daughter as a shliach, and he can appoint another person, and another person, another person. But the shliach rishon cannot appoint a shliach sheni. The father has to appoint directly. Naira means a gedola. Naira means after bas mitzvah. Aktana, there are three stages, a ktana, and a naira, and a boigeris. Ktana is before bas mitzvah, and a naira is between 12, Yud Beishan of Yamechod, and 6 months, and then after 6 months she becomes a boigeris. Yeah. In Hilcha Shchita, that's what they say, the joke. In Hilcha Shchita, they talk about checking the knife to make sure that it's sharp. So the Gemara talks about oigeris in mesuchseches. How bad is the nick in the knife? Oigeris means that your fingernail gets caught. So they tell the story that a sheikhet came to a rav, he wanted Kabbalah. Kabbalah is like smicha, that he's authorized, that he knows how to shech. So the rav asked him the first question, What is an Igeris? So he made a mistake and he said an Igeris is an older girl. A girl after 12 and a half. So he said, so what's a Boigeris? So he said, that's a dried out a fig. So he said, so what's a Gregeris? That's a Gregeris.
Yeah.
So he said, Rebbe, I just came for Kabbalah. I didn't come for smithing. It's not the chief to know kol ha-tarkula. That's how the joke goes in Yiddish.
I just want to clarify one point. The Abla. What is probably, I mean,
it's an Avera.
What is the rice of them? I mean, it's supposed to...
Right, that it's an Issa de Rabbanon. The rice is simple. 20 years ago, he married her. 20 years ago, he married her, and he promised that he's going to treat her decently. Kehilchus Guvin Yudoyin, like all Jewish husbands treat their wife. Now, after 20 years, he wants a young chick, and he just gets rid of her, and he gives her a get and goodbye, and I'm not going to support you. And he goes off, and he marries a secretary. So that's not an avla. He promised 20 years ago. Okay, so that's what I said. Sometimes it's not a novelist. Sometimes she's at fault for ruining the marriage. But if it's not her fault, then it's a novelist G'dolah that he divorces his wife, Bal Karcha. Avera bin Adam L'Chavera. He violates an Avera bin Adam L'Chavera. It's an Avera Midas. Not in Hilchas Gittin. Hilchas V'Halachta V'Drocha. The Rebbe Shlomo would never pull such a stunt against her. We have to go in the ways of our Rebbe Shlomo.
More positive thing than just being
sort of
like a passive. It seems to be an
active
opinion
if I'm like, Kodesh Atzma, why? Kodesh Atzma means she has the right to remarry. Completely passive. We know it's passive. The din is that the get is Chal Bal Karcha.
The same thing applied to Par Shlichus or Par Kedushin.
No, that Shlichus, no. She is a Balabas. You need Dasa Isha for that. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Karcha.
He needs Dasa. She could appoint Isha Shlich.
The Shlich can make another Shlich also.
This would be Kinyunim also, that the Bamakna and the Koine can make Shluchim.
Pashtus is like that. Pashtus is. The Abnei Miluin quotes different Shittas. There are some Rishonim who say that the only time a Shlich is a Shlich, the only time is by a get, because the Baal has such a power even to give the get Bal Karcha. So that's a stronger power. So that's the only time when you say shliach has a shliach. Anything other than that is mealy. And others even say further that the only time the shliach rishon can give a shliach sheni is if the Baal gave over the get to the shliach rishon. What if he didn't give it over? What if he says, you're a seifer, do me a favor, write a get and give it to my wife. I make your shliach, write a get. I made your shliach before I even gave you the get. I asked you, you take care of everything in the bite. I take off. I go away in the airplane. So since I never gave you over a get, so some say that's also called mealy. In that case, even by get, you cannot make a shliach sheni. So that's why some Rishonim say by kiddushin. It depends. If the chosen gave a ring to the shliach to be mekadosh with this ring, or I gave her a shtar kiddushin, he said be mekadosh the girl with this shtar kiddushin. So since he handed something over, so then shliach has a shliach. But if the chosen didn't hand anything over, he just said, do me a favor, go be mekadosh that girl for me. Go get some money, I'll reimburse you later. Go get whatever kind of a ring you want. So some Rishonim say, since I didn't give him anything, so that everything is called mili. Mili means a bunch of words. Whenever the shlich is just words, and I didn't hand over any dobe sheyesh bo mamish. That's an obscure sheet. And the Mordechai quotes different opinions in Rishonim. Where's the cutoff point? Sometimes you say, yes, shaliach is a shliach. The shliach rishon can make a shliach sheni, who in turn can make a shliach shlishi, v'chule v'chule, afilo ad meir shluch. And sometimes you say, mili loy mimsrin l'shliach. If you're only giving over a bunch of words, then the shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni. So what's the cutoff point? What do you consider mili, that the shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni? When do you say that I gave over empowerment? So wherever you draw the line, the Ramban says, this for sure is on the wrong side. That the shliach lekabolas aged, that for sure belongs to mili. You can draw the line wherever you want over here. He gave the get. He didn't give the get. He gave a ring. He didn't give a ring. Wherever you draw the line here, but for sure, the shliach lekabolas aged is on the other side. That's for sure called mili. The Ramban had this whole explanation to comment on Rashi here. There's a famous Rashi which already was crossed out in our Rashi, but Taisus retrieved it. Taisus has it here. Here, the Mishnah has the machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Hachamim in the case of a Naira Hamarasa. Why does it say Naira Hamarasa? So we know why, because if she's already a Bogeres, She's already 12 and a half, so she's a, so the father is Nishkin Balabas to be Mekabel again. But if she's already in the Suwa, the Vaita, she's Yotza Meshus Aviyah. So she, the father is Nishkin Balabas. So what Rashi, the old Girsan Rashi was, Naira Hamarasa is not only to the exclusion of a Baigeris, it's also to the exclusion of a Ktano. If she's a Ktano Hamarasa, then she cannot take the get, only the father. When did the Chachamim, disagree with Rabbi Yudah and say either she or the father can be Mekabel get? That's only if she's a Naira. But if she's a Ktano, then they would agree with Rabbi Yudah that only the father and not her. Why only the father, not her? You mean to say that if a man is married to a Ktana, he cannot give his wife a get in person? Let's say the father's not alive. How's the father not alive? The father married off his daughter, and then he died. Father was Mekabel Kiddushin for Bito Ktana. She's 11 and a half years old. And then the father dies. And then the husband decides he wants to divorce his wife. So if he gives the wife the get, it's no good. So the Gemara is going to say that it is good. Aktana, the Gemara says, right, Aktana bon, Aktana can be Mekabel get. Mishnah is in Tosefta, it's Beferish. Aktana can be Mekabel get.
Only because the father died.
If the father... Oh. But if the father is still alive, and she's a Aktana hamu urasa, if she's a Aktana nesua... So the Pashtus is right. The one she's in Isua, so she's not Bishusavi anymore. The Pashtus is like that. Taisus in Kiddushin has a shaila about that. There are some Rishonim say not so. That if she's a Ktana Nisua, so the father is still a Balabas to be Mekabel again. But the Pashtus is, we don't Paskin like that. Paskin, once she's in Isua, so she's Yotza Meshusavi, so the father cannot be Mekabel again. Yeah, so she's not Bishusa, so he can't be Mekabel again either. But the shaila is, what if she's a Ktana Hamorasa? There is a father. The father is alive, and she's a Ktana Hamurasa, she's still Bishus Aviyah. So the old Girsan, the original Pirush Rashi said, only Ktana Hamurasa, only Naira Hamurasa, but a Ktana Hamurasa is only Aviho Valaihi. Why? Why should it be so? If a Naira Hamurasa is either he, Aviyah, and we know Aktana can be Mekabel again. So if you put two and two together, so it comes out, Aktana Amarasa. Should be the same as Anaira Amarasa.
Why? Anaira Amarasa can be Mekabel again.
Because Kiddushin, you need Das. You need Das HaKala. So Aktana is Nishken Bas Das. But a get can be given Bal Korcha. So there's an Avera to give a get Bal Korcha. But if she's Aktana, there's no Avera. She agrees. She agrees to be Mekabel again. There isn't even an Avera. We know you can give a get to Aktana. The Gemara talks.
Has a legal authority if she's not pursued. So why she cannot get the, can the get if the father is alive?
But if she would be a Naira Hamarasa?
Naira is already in a transitional situation.
So what? Should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? So that's what Taisis quotes the Rashi. And the Taisis de Mamascha Naira, so Taisis quotes Pirish Bekuntris, that Rashi originally said, Dafka Naira Bakhtana is Dafka Via Valoi he im yesh lav, if the father is still alive. The father's not alive, of course he can give the get to the wife. So Taisus asks against Rashi, it's against the Beferish Gemara. Taisus says that it doesn't make any sense, and they say that it's wrong. Bishuv Higia Rashi. If you look at the eighth line in Taisus, Rashi crossed it out. That's what we don't have in a Rashi ready. Bishuv Higia Rashi, Rashi himself crossed it out, the Perekshen of the Kiddushin, and he writes Hu Adin Ktana. It doesn't make a difference whether the girl is a Naira Hamarasa, Ktana Hamarasa, it's the same din. The Chein Iker, and that's the more correct, but Rashi wrote in Kiddushin, he crossed it out over here, what he wrote was wrong. And there's a Beferish Rai, Rabbi Yitzchak Vereb Meir, brings an offener Raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin, says black on white against that Rashi. Stachmam is black on white against Rashi. So how? Rashi at Fazena Gemara. So then the Ramban asks, not only Rashi, you have a group of other early Rishonim say like Rashi. So the Ramban always likes to defend the early Rishonim, he says, he doesn't. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban always defends the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and he writes he doesn't necessarily agree with the Baal Halachas Gedolos. A lot of times he sides with the Rambam, and the Rambam disagrees with the Baal Halachas Gedolos who preceded him. So a lot of times the Ramban agrees with the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but he wants to defend the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Rambam right, like attacks him, like there's nothing to consider over here. So the Ramban always defends, same over here. Ramban a lot of times defends the Rif from the attack of the Balamor, He says, young man, the Balamor was only 19 years old when he wrote this Hasog. Balamor himself writes, it's a chutzpah on my part. The Rif was a goy in Mekubal. He was accepted in the generation as the major poisik. And then I'm 19 and I'm writing my Hasogis on the Rif. So the Ramban defends the Rif. A lot of times he defends the Rif, but he says he doesn't agree with the Rif. He just wants to defend the Rif, that you can't mekenesh navek machan the Rif so easily. So here the Ramban comes to defend this position of Rashi and other Rishonim say like that. So he has this whole shtickel Torah. So he says, if you look there in the Gemara and Kiddushin, the raya that this Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Meir brought to prove that Rashi is wrong, so the Ramban explains that this is Hobahot Talya. Why in the world should you say such an idea that a Naira Hamurasa Hivi Avi Mekabla Mezgita is only a Naira Nishken Ketana? Why? It doesn't make any sense. If a Ketana can be Mekabla Get, a Ketana can be Mekabla Get, you don't need Das. And the Din is Ben a Naira Hamurasa, either she or the father. So if he put two and two together, should she be the same? Zokter Ramban Nein. Where does the Svar come from? He says, this is the issue. When the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say either she or the father can be mekabel get, does it mean that the two independent bialim? When you write the get, when you give the get to the wife, you say hareyat mugureshes. When you give the get to the father, you write harei bitech mugureshes. Or do you say no? The father is the sole bialim, and the daughter is only a shliach on behalf of the father. So he says that was a machlokes amoraim. Can she make a shliach? So he says an aktana can never serve as a shliach for anybody on anything. So he says, if you say that the Ketana is independent by the wife and the father, each one has an independent bialim, that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda head on. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein shtei yadayim zeches kachas, and the Chachamim says, yes, shtei yadayim zeches kachas, there are two people, each one is an independent bialim. Then even a Ketana is also, she could be an independent bialim. But if you say the way we pass in the Maskana, that the wife cannot make a shliach, only the father. So what in the world is that all about? So he says, you have to say that the wife is a Yad Yisayir as representing the father, Kilu, she is a shliach, as if he made a shliach. So then he says, the Rishayim said, Akhtana can't be a shliach. That's the pshat. Akhtana can't be a shliach. So he says, if you look in the Gemara, the Raya that it says, Beferish, that the Ketana can be Mekabel Get even when the father is alive, a Beferish Gemara Kedushin, that's only within the other Mandama. He says, if you look in the Gemara, he's right. That's only within the other opinion that either she or the father can make a shliach. If either she or the father can make a shliach, each one's an independent, so then it even works even if she's a ketana. But he says, hayois, that we don't paskan like that. The maskanas asugi there is not so that the wife cannot make a shliach. So does he say that the wife is only functioning as if she's a shliach of the father? So she's a ketana, so she cannot serve as a shliach for the father.
If the Mishnah would mean the Ketana, they would say Ketana because it's a more...
It's more of a Chiddush. I would have thought that Naira...
Because what we talked about.
No, I would have said Naira is more of a Chiddush.
The Naira is Kal V'Chomer. So
it's like
the fact that the Mishnah is saying Naira and not
Ketana is... I don't think so. It means Naira v'lo Bogeris and Arusa v'lo Nesua. If she's going to be a Bulgarian, she's not Bishu Savir. If she's going to be an Arusa, she's not Bishu Savir. So that's my Chapson. Hu Adinami, Ketana is also the same thing. Ketana v'naira v'lo Bulgaris, and Arusa v'lo Nisu. Once you reach Bagrus, and once you reach Nisuin, so for sure the father's out of the picture. Mishnah means Lapuki, where the father's out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a fascinating din in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah ends off, the last line in the Mishnah, V'chol she'en, the Mishnah and Daf Samach Dal on the base. V'chol she'en yechoyle lishma az gito, ein yechoyle lihizgarish. Let's say a couple are married for many, many, many years. And then the wife becomes sinop. The husband is not, the wife becomes sinop. And the husband wants to marry himself another wife. He's still young at heart. He's interested in marrying another wife. So there's a chayim der abin agersh. He's not allowed to marry another wife. So what does he do? So the common practice is that he makes a Heta Meir Rabbanim. What does he need a Heta Meir Rabbanim? The Rabbeinu Gershom's Iser is only the Rabbanim. Shaloi Lisa Isha Al Ishtoi. Rabbeinu Gershom made a lot of Haram. So there's one Cherem that you shouldn't, if you give a Get Bal Korcha, we curse the husband that he should die. There's another Cherem that the husband is not permitted to take Lisa Isha Al Ishtoi. Then he has more Haram. He's not allowed to be other people's male. In Yerodea, they list off in Hilchas Nidoi Vecherim, the end of Yerodea, they list off perhaps 24 Charamim from the Rabbeinu Gershom. So one of them is Shalei Lisa Isha Lishta. You're not allowed to marry two wives. So what if he has no chaya yishus with his wife? His wife is in an institution. He has not. He can't live with her. So can he give her a get? Can he give her a get, and then go marry someone else? If she's in a condition that she understands what a get is all about, so let him give her a get, and he has to pay her the ksuba and take care of her that she'll be taken care of in a home, and then he can go marry himself another wife. But what happens if the wife is already senile? Any chol lishma is gita. She doesn't understand bechlal what a get is all about. True, the din is that you don't need das or isha. She doesn't have to agree to the divorce. She doesn't have to agree, but she has to. She has to be aware of what's happening. She has to know what's going on. If she doesn't understand bechlal what's going on, then it's not called a good gerushin. So in that case, when the wife, let's say, is senile, she doesn't even understand bechlal what's going on. So then you have to have a hetar me'rabbanan. Some rabbi thought that whenever the husband doesn't want to give his wife, that's another heter ragunis. Whenever the husband doesn't want to give his wife a get, he make a heter me rabban. Get 100 rabbanim together, and they're mata the issa, so the woman's allowed to remarry. So Rabbi Moshe Meiselman, many years ago, when he used to live in California, so he was explaining to this rabbi, no, it doesn't work. A heter me rabbanim is only for keret. When the husband wants to marry another wife, that's only an issa de rabbanim, a cherem de rabbeinu gershom. So the Rabbeinu Gershom included a clause in his cherem that in case 100 Rabbanim from Gimel Medinas will decide that in a certain instance the cherem shouldn't apply, so they have a right to lift the cherem. They can matter the cherem. But on Anisa Deraisa of Loisina from Aseres Adivis, what's it going to help 100 Rabbanim? So he said he had a very hard time explaining to the other rabbi that the Heter Me Rabbanim doesn't work to permit the woman to remarry. Of course it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Heter Me'rabbanim is only to permit the husband to marry another wife. It doesn't help to violate Lysina. Avada does not Heter Me'rabbanim. Here, Taisus has a famous dispute with Rashi. The next Taisus, Kol Sheini Yechol Lishma is Gita. So they quote Pirish, Bekuntris. Rashi has the following comment. Let's say a father, I'm a Shogun, a father, married off his daughter at the age of two. A man has a daughter, she's only 2 years old, and the father is Mekabel Kiddushin for his daughter. And then the husband is unhappy with his wife. She's only 2 years old. So he decides he wants to divorce her. So he can't give the get to the wife. She doesn't know bechlal what's going on. So he'll give the get to the father. Why not? Huh? So Rashi says, since the girl doesn't understand bechlal what divorce is all about, she's still in diapers, but 1 year old, 2 years old, she doesn't understand bechlal.
The marriage.
The Kiddushin are types in because the father married her own. The Kiddushin. Yeah. You don't need Das or Isha. You need Das HaBa. You need Das HaOv. Either. If there's no father, then you need Das or Isha. But if she's still a Ktana or a Naira, then the father's Das is sufficient. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. The Gemara says the father is Amshugana. If he marries off his daughter, he has to wait at Shetagdil till she grows up. And she says, but Pliny Ani writes it, that she's masking to marry this person.
They used to do it all the time.
And Taisva says, the Balea Taisus used to do it. Balea Taisus said, because we don't have money, and if you get a Shidduch when the girl is 10 years old, so chap the Shidduch and don't wait till later. Don't ask any questions. And there are redifus, and there are pogroms, and there are crusades, and who knows if the father will be alive next year, who knows who's going to have money. So if you have a shidduch for your daughter when she's 9, 10 years old, so marry her off then. That's what Tosfos writes like Lohairu Ashur. But basically the Gemara says that it's not normal. The Gemara says that it's improper that the father should marry off the daughter when she's so little. But the right he has, strictly speaking, legally, the Pasuk says that speaking aside to Elisha Zeh, that the father has the ability to marry off his little daughter. So let's say he marries off the daughter when she's 2 years old, and then the husband wants to divorce her. The husband will give the get to the father. So Rashi says that it's no good. Since the daughter is Eini Yechol Lishmor Gito, Eini Yechol Hisgarush Afilo Aidei Avia. Why? Because we treat the daughter as if she's like a shaita, like she doesn't understand bechlal what's going on. And the Gemara says in Yevamis, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, the Gemara says there, the Pasuk says when you give a get to your wife, Ishilcha Mibeiso, what does it mean? Mishilcha Mibeiso, and he sends her away, Misha Mishalcha, Ve'eino Chozeres. Yotzezazu shemishalcha v'chayzeres. One of the rabbanim told me he had such a case that this last year, 2 years ago, a couple camps. A rabbi was a psychologist, a social worker, psychologist. I'm not sure exactly what. They said a couple came to him. They were both tedreit. The husband was tedreit. The wife was tedreit. And they did have shalom bayis. They didn't have shalom bayis. They didn't know themselves. They were always back and forth. So after many years of being tzedreit and back and forth, they decided they've had it. That's it. The wife was tzedreit. That's it. They're going to get divorced. So they went to the RCA Bezne, wrote a get. The husband was a kohen. That's right. The husband was a kohen, and he gave his wife a get. And then the next day she's back again. She came back. She didn't understand b'shas maisa what it meant that divorced. But then he told her, no, you're divorced. And she went away. Then the next day she came back again. Not that she changed her mind. She didn't understand b'chalal. That was the shaila. Maybe she didn't even understand b'chalal what the whole musog was. So that there is such a din. There is such a din. If the wife is a shaita, even though you can give a get to a ketana, if the wife is a ketana, you don't need das al pidin. A kotna a ketana is a la bar das till a bar mitzvah, till a bas mitzvah. But they have to understand what's happening.
Now that means to choose. You can't make a choice. But to accept, she can know what's going to happen.
But she has to know what's happening. Yeah. If she's only 2 years old, you can't give her a get in person. You can't give her a get. So let's say the woman is 30 years old and she's crazy. Or the woman is senile. She's 90 years old and she's senile. She doesn't understand b'chlal what's happening. So you can't give such a woman a get. That's the Gemara. Because it says, v'shilcha mibeso, when a husband divorces his wife, state v'shilcha. To the exclusion of Misha Mishalcha Veino Chazeres. It's only a good get. If he sends her away, she understands that that's goodbye and good luck. But if she's Mishalcha Vachazeres, then it's no good. So the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. He says it cannot be. Rabbeinu Tam affirms that it's not correct. She is Mizgareshes, even though she herself is any Yichad Lishma as Gito. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk like that, that if the Isha is not Yichad Lishma as Gito, any chodol his garish, Rabbeinu Tam says halacha lemaisa he paskan. A lot of times Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Rashi, but he didn't paskan halacha lemaisa against Rashi. Here he was so convinced that Rashi was wrong. Rashi was his grandfather, yeah. So he was so convinced he paskan v'hoyrakach halacha lemaisa. A case came up, and he paskan halacha lemaisa. The husband wanted to divorce the wife when she was a little. The wife was only a little girl, and she was only an arusa. If she would have been in the sewer, then you can't give the get to the father. The father's not in the picture anymore. She was only in Arusa. So Rabbeinu Tam paskin aloha lamaisa against Rashi.
Rabbeinu Tam still had an Arusa? Still had an Arusa?
Rare cases, yeah.
What if the father's a shaita? She's a katana. And the father's a shaita.
Shaita's no good. Then it's no good. Then the father can't marry her off. No, the father can't marry her off in the first place.
Right.
The father can't marry her off in the first place. The father can't be Mekabel Kiddushin if he's a shaita. If he was a pikeach at the time that he married her off, then he became a shaita. Then you're stuck. Then you have to wait till a wife gets older. You have to wait a couple of years. She doesn't have to be bas mitzvah. He can give her the get when she's a ketanot, but she just has to understand. She just has to understand what gerushin is all about.
You know,
she'd not be with
her husband.
Yeah. A grusha is a grusha. Yeah. A grusha
is a grusha. I mean, even Sachazera, she'd still be a grusha. She wouldn't be able to live with her.
No. He says, what if she was a little ketana,
yeah, right,
and he wants to divorce her, that she was never living with the husband. She never had diya. But still, once she was an arusa, and he gives her get, so she's not permitted to marry a kohen.
But in this case, where there's a shochon, she chazeres.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned,
the get is nothing.
The get is nothing.
No, yeah, let's say the husband will die later on. Yeah. He'll die, she'll be an almana. She'll be allowed to marry a kohen. This is mamish nothing. This is nothing.
We had certain cases by a kohen, even though it's a reich haget, it's also...
right. Reich haget is different case, but this is not even...
This is not even a reich.
Not enough reich. See, it's interesting that Rabbeinu Tam has an argument against Rashi. So the Achreidim say they're not so convinced. They hold the Rabbeinu Tam is right. We pass on Allah HaMais like the Rabbeinu Tam. That Kol Sheinu Chodol Lishma is Gita, Sheinu Chodol is Garish means if there's no father, but if the father is there, and the father is the Bailam for the Kabbalah Saget, so that's called Yechodol Lishma is Gita. But he has, on the third wide line in the Taisvis, they quote an argument from the Rabbeinu Tam. Chein Nira, and they think the Rabbeinu Tam is right. Because if he's going to say, "Di kishen yichad lishma zgitainim is garesha filaydei aviha," if he's going to say like Rashi, that if the girl is 2 years old, she doesn't understand what gerishin is all about. So then she cannot be mekabel a get. Zaktesis, she cannot even have a get idea of iho. She is a woman whose this 2 year old baby is mufka from having gerishin. So frekter rabbi natanim kain linyan kedushin nami loy tiskadesh. I should say the father has no ability to be mekabel kedushin for the little baby. Why? Anai kasha, because you have a hekish v'yatze v'hoisek siv. It says in one pasuk. So since Kiddushin is written right next phrase, next again to the Gerishin, so the Gemara calls that a Hekish. The Iskish Habai Litzi Hekish means if you have two dinim written one next to the other in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Iskish Habai Litzi. So if there's a Ktana who's so young that Rashi holds she cannot have Gerishin, so that Ktana should not be able to have Kiddushin. And that's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beferish, a baby 1 day old. The father can marry off the baby daughter when she's 1 day old. The Zet and Chlor, the Rabbi Natam says, that just like the father can marry her off, or the Rami can divorce her. So this argument that the Rabbi Natam says, a snazzy argument, but the Achrenim say it's not so convincing. The Makesh Havai Letzia, the Gemara doesn't apply to everything. It doesn't go on everything. It's not such an argument. Anyway, but Allah HaLamai said, the Seder Kiddushin and the Seder Aget should both be Bayom, and you shouldn't have a Korav be Mesader Aget, and you should know, okay, that's Achrayim added that. Yeah, that's ready. Rishayim, Achrayim added that. But that's not Meikar Edin, that's all Chumras. But to argue against Rashi, such an argument, not such a strong argument. Anyway, that's a Da'ab Benatam argument. So now the Gemara has a discussion. How old does the girl have to be? 2 years old is not enough that he should be able to give the get directly. How old does she have to be? So the Gemara starts, Tana Rabbanan, a few lines after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan says, in a Tosefta, Tana Hayodas, Lishmeres Gito, if she's old enough to watch over her get, Mizgareshes, I can give her the get in person, the way the Tosefta says. And if not, I'll give it to the father. But when is she able to be Mekabel get herself if she understands? If she's so young, she doesn't understand what it means to hold on to the get, Einam is Gareshes. So what is the shear? It doesn't help too much. So what is the shear? The Ezohi, Ktana, Yadas, Lishma, is Gita. What is the shear? Kol Shem, Shamer, is Gita, the Dovar, Acher. She holds on to her get with something else. What does it mean? She has a little baby doll. Yeah. So when the husband divorces her, so she walks around with her get with a baby doll. What do the words mean? We don't know what the words mean in the Tosefta. What does it mean? Shamer is Gita vidavarach. She holds on to her get together with a davarach. Craig Digamar, my comma, what's the Pirish Amila? Samar, Abyech, and Hochkam. Shat is Azai. Kol Shamer is davarach, Machma is Gita. The husband gave her the get, and the Bezdin says, you better hold on to this piece of paper. It's important. If you lose that paper, you won't be able to prove that you're divorced. So then she'll go and lose the paper, and she'll take a newspaper and roll it up, or she'll take a doll, she'll grab a pebble, and she'll walk around and say, this is my get. Shemeshamer is Gita.
Just like Aduveracha, she thinks that.
Kol Shamer is Doveracha Machmas Gita. So Rashi says if she'll lose her get, she'll grab something else to substitute, she'll grab something else that's not even similar. If she'll grab a piece of paper, she grabbed the wrong piece of paper. So she thought this was this paper, she got mixed up. That's not. He's talking, she grabs a pebble instead, or she'll grab a phone book instead, or she'll grab a doll instead, and she'll say, this is my get, and the rabbi from the Bezin told me I should hold on. So, Freg de Gemara, that's what it means. Maskel varafune b'manayach. What are you talking about? That's called the Yechola Lishma. Hashoita b'yalmei. The Bechlal doesn't understand what happened then. That's no good. Doesn't mean she's a shoita. A shaita means a person who's deranged, but it means for purposes of gerishin, she's equivalent to a shaita. The equivalent to a shaita. How can that be a good gerishin? Elom ravuna bar manoch mishmei de ravach brei de ravike. There must be a mistake here. What Rabbi Yechanan said doesn't make any sense at all. Must be pshat vaker. Kol shem avchenes ben gita lo davarach vaker. She understands that this is the get and this is not. This is a newspaper and that's a telephone and that's a doll. This is the get. If she understands what it means, the get, and she understands the Mishal Chavein HaChazeres, then she can be Mekabel get herself. So that's how old, and this is a Din Deraisa. The father married off the daughter, she's an Eshes Ishmanatera. and the husband can give the get directly to the wife,
even though she's aktana.
Even though she's aktana, this is a din deraisa. So you have a case. Aktana is a lav bas das, but the kabbalas aget doesn't require any das on the part of the isha. It just require she should be aware, she should understand what's happening. So that's considered understanding. Not to understand. She doesn't have to understand all the repercussions of what's happening. As long as she understands that this piece of paper makes her divorced, then she's not married with the husband anymore. Yeah, she doesn't go back. She doesn't go back. There's a chilek. There are three people who are considered lab bar das. There's a cher and shaita b'kotn. So kotn, you know, kotn is easy. A kotn means before bar mitzvah. Easy enough. Even if the child is a genius, that's the halacha. Kotn is a lab bar das.
Okay, why
the answer, you don't need das. You don't need das. The kabbalas aget can even be bal korcha. You don't need das or isha. You just need she should understand.
Yeah, what happened? What is called?
What's happening?
What
yeah, she should be mishalcha beino chazera.
The Kabbalah.
Not just dance,
but the Kabbalah.
The Kabbalah needs not some, but she should also understand that she's misgareshes now. But that's enough. That's all you need. That's all you need. So there are three people. There's the cotton and the ketana. We know what that is. That's easy enough. What is a shaita? A shaita, you can have a person who functions very normally. You can have a multi-millionaire who goes to business every day, and he calls up Europe and in Tokyo, and everything is running. But he thinks that he's Napoleon. Okay, everything else is normal, except for one little quirk. It was
we
just meshuggah. Huh?
We are running the golf now.
Yeah. All you need is one meshuggah, so that's what the poskim use a lashon. A shaita, the davar echon, has the din of a shaita l'cholatar kula. That's based on a Rambam in Hilchas Seidus. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Seidus, if his daita mishubesh is only bedover echod, so then he says, the Rambam there in Hilchas Seidus is writing that a cheresh out of the cotton is pasalaitis. So the Rambam says he shouldn't think a shaita means mamish, he walks around naked in the street and the saliva is dripping out of his mouth. That's one kind of a shaita. But then the Rambam says even if he's dressed very nicely and he functions and he makes a lot of money and he runs a business, everything is normal, but his daita mishubesh is bedover echod. So that's the Rambam that the Poskim all quote. The Shaita, the Davarecha, is a Shaita of Chol Tarakul.
You find a lot of people that are very successful in one discipline of
not Shaita. You mean that they're not
sharp
and schwach. You mean they're schwach.
You
mean they don't have Seichel. You mean they're tippish. Tippish is not a Shaita. They talk about Chazonim in Shulchan Aruch. They say a Shaita is possible to be a Shliach Tzibur because he's not Mitztarf to the Minyan. But a tippish is not possible to be a Shliach Tzibur. It's not proper. It's not covered at tziva that you should send a nar, you should send a tipish. But a tipish is not the same as a shaita. Tipish means he's a bardas, but he doesn't act normally. It's a different thing. Different thing.
So, assuming that you have a person who's, whether we consider, takes his medication, he's fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. But if he forgets to take his medication for 3 days,
the calls man that he's taking the medication, for sure he's a bardas. The shaila is even when he's not taking his medication. Even when he's not taking the medication, do we consider him a shoita? Like avitim shoitim, itim chola. Sometimes people have a temporary spell, a temporary fit of insanity. And then they get over it. So the Gemara says, "Bizman shu hushoita, dina kishoita. Bizman shu pikeach, dina kipikeach." When he's not normal, so he's treated like a lab bardas. When he is normal, he's treated like a bardas. Okay, epileptic, yet sometimes like that. Epileptic is also like that. So is that the halacha, or should you say no? If a person has a condition which can be controlled by taking medication, just didn't take his medication, and now he's in a state of shtus, maybe I should consider that like yoshein. Like, let's say, when I go to sleep at night.
Right.
So I'm basically a bar das, and when I'm sleeping, I'm unable to express das. So maybe if you have a condition which can be controlled with medication, just didn't take his medication. So now he's in a temporary state of shtus until we'll give him the medication. So that's a Gemara later. That's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish here on Ayin Amud Beis. We'll have to get there. The first tikkun Gemara, Mishach Sukurdaikis. The beginning of Mishach is all about refuas. That the Rajba says, whoever follows these refuas is Dama Baroshon. You're not allowed to follow these medications in the Gemara. And then the first shtickle of Gemara is Ayin Amid Beis on the fifth line from the top. And the Gemara has Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about that. So we'll have to learn that Gemara. That's a Shaila La'alocha. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Shaila, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What did Rabbi Yochanan say in such a case? Rabbi Yochanan says that he is a Shaita. Reish Lakish says that he's not a Shaita. If he can control it with medication, he's not a Shaita. It's very relevant to Halacha L'maaseh. If he gives a get in person, for sure it's no good. What if he gave a shliach, and the shliach gives the get while the husband is in that state? So Reish Lakish says that it's good. Reish Lakish says that he's like a bar das who is unable to express das. So a shliach can give the get when the husband is sleeping. You'll need a medical opinion. For sure you'll need a medical opinion. But let's say the medical opinion turns out that the husband doesn't know bichlal basadal there is, but if he would take his medication, he will know what's happening. But he didn't take his medication. And the shliach gave the get when the husband was in that state. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that the get is no good, but that's a machloik is the Ramam and the tour, where the Rabbi Yechanan is only a chumr midirabbanan or it's a din. We'll have to learn the Gemara. We'll have to get there, we'll see. It's taka very relevant. Halacha l'maaseh. So there are three different people. There's a cheir shaita v'kotn. So a kotn we know. Kotn means before bar mitzvah. It's a kotn, that's easy enough. A shaita is a little bit we know. It's a problem exactly how to define a shaita. But you have that Rama in Hilchas Seidus that most of the poskim assume the Rama means to say that whoever is a shaita the dover echad, a person is deranged in one area. So even in all the areas he functions normally, he has a din of a shaita and everything. He can't be mekadosh and isha. And then his kiddushin is no good, his get is no good, his mekachamemke is no good, everything is no good. He's a lab bar das, even though he functions very well in all the areas. That's what's usual. Most of the poskim assume like that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes not so. And the poskim in Europe, before Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote such a sharp lashon against that shita, Rav Moshe holds like a tshuvas maharit, he quotes like that. So the poskim in Europe write a lashon called bar be rav de chad yoima. Anyone who ever learned in yeshiva one day knows that that's not correct. That's what they
against
say
the
about that.
To say something like this against the Rambam?
No.
That's not correct. Opposite. What the opposite?
No. The Reb Moshe quotes a Maharit that when the Rambam says a shaita the davarechot is a shaita, that's only that he's posel aedis. Because he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. That's what it means. A shaita the davarechot, either you're mechuyev in all the tariag mitzvahs, or you're not mechuyev in anything. So since he's a shaita the dover echad, in that one area he's not mechuyev, he's a la bardas, so he's not mechuyev in any mitzvah, so the male is posulatus and everything. But he says, the Marit says that the Rambam never said it for gittin kiddushin kolotar kula. The Rambam only wrote it in Hilchas Eidus. So that's where Rav Moshe quotes that Shuvas Maharit, I think, and he holds like that, and he argues the case. And the Gdolim in Europe wrote that that's not correct. They write a lashon called bar be rav de chad yoima. Anyone who learned in yeshiva one day knows that the marit is not right. That whoever is deranged in one area, they hold is considered a shaita l'chol tarkul. Right, that tshuva of Rav Moshe. Moshe writes he was once mesader aget. He once discussed it. He was once mesader aget in this rav in Europe in Luban. He says it was on a Friday. Usually Friday you're not Masada Aget. It gives a reason in Ebenezer why not Masada Aget. And it was the first time they had to write Aget in that city, so you had to determine how to spell the name of the city Luban. And was noch given a few shilas. Maybe it was in the year also, so meaning not to be Masada Aget in the year, because the shilas would spell year with one yud or with two yuds. A whole bunch of shilas involved. The Vial Kulam, the main shila was the husband again, I'm a shugan, absolutely crazy. The husband was Mamish Meshuggah. He used to run around naked in the street sometimes, and he used to be a malamed. He was never matzliach in anything. He's a givana malamed, and he used to scream at people that they should do tshuva, and he used to grab their jewelry and grab their clothes to promise they're going to do tshuva, and then he would give it back to them, and he thought he was Mashiach. Absolutely crazy. He thought he was Mashiach. So Rav Moshe works on one shaila about how to spell the name of the city, and then on the Friday, Shasat Chak, and then this, and then the big tshuva is about that the husband was mamish meshugah. How can he be mesader again? And I told Rav Moshe was very fond of this tshuva, so he would tell over at least once a year. He would tell over the whole story with the whole tshuva. Sometimes he would be riding in the car to a wedding or to a sheva brachas or something, a bar mitzvah or something like that. So whenever he would, every year he would tell over this story. that he has in his tshuva. So he has a long tshuva where he explains that just because he quotes this Maharit, that just because he's Meshuga L'davar Echad, it doesn't mean he's a Lab Bardas in other areas. So he says, therefore, when it comes to Gittin, he can give a get. He can give a get. And there Ramosha writes also, and he's not so convinced that he's really Meshuga. He's not even so convinced that he's really Meshuga even L'davar Echad. He writes, he's just such a Balgaiva, he thinks that he's right to be Mashiach. Who says he's even Meshuga L'davar Echad? So they told this over to Rav Soloveitchik once. One of the Rabbanim in the yeshiva told it over to Rav Soloveitchik, this tshuva. So he said, Rav Soloveitchik told him, do me a favor, don't tell it to anybody. He said it's an embarrassment to say over such a thing. What do you mean? That's a universal sign of a Meshugana. If by the Goyim, yeah. A person claims that he's Mashiach, is that Meshugana? Of course he's Meshugana. What do you mean? Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. Amasha talks about that. If he was Meshuga B'Shas HaKiddushin, so then it's also. So they're not married to begin with. He talks about that too.
Would fixation be a good definition of it?
Sometimes. Different. They have a lot of tshuvas about this. How do you? It's unclear. It's not 100% clear. How do you determine Meshuga?
It's objective. If you can drain a door, you can make the color. You can.
No, that was a famous machlokes on the Kleve get. There's a village in Germany that's called Kleve, Cleves.
Okay.
Then he ran away again. He kept on running away. He was paranoid. He was paranoid. So they finally nailed him down, and they made him give the wife a get. But she didn't want to remain married to such a meshugana. They made him give a get. So then there's Gemara Gansa machlokes. All the rabbonim in Europe were involved in this machlokes, whether the husband was considered a bardas or a la bardas. Because he understood everything that was happening in the world. And look, we know that Maimah Chazal Kabdehu V'Chashdehu, you should be Mechabit everybody, but you should always be Choshit everybody. But there's a degree, how much Chashad? I also look around sometimes to see that no one's walking behind me. I live in Washington Heights. So I turn around to make sure that no one's walking with a knife or with a gun or something like that. But the Shad always to run away, he's always running away, that's a little exaggerated. So that's a Shaila. And exaggerated Meshugas like this, the guy is so paranoid, keeps on running away. Tzudos heistam Meshugana, tzunit, maybe it's just a little imbalanced. Is that considered a Meshugana? So that was a big machlokes. All the Rabbonim were involved.
This was the machlokes of Yonis Naibishis and not this one, this was something else.
Say for Ora Yosher, I think. They knew the description of the case. Psychiatrist, they gave a description of the case, but now the shayla was al pi halacha, is that considered a shaita or not? Is that considered a shaita? So that was a big. Psychiatrist can give you a description of the case. He can diagnose it, but now the shayla is, what does the halacha consider a shaita? It doesn't matter what the psychiatrist considers. What is the gemara? So there is a Gemara in the first paragraph in Chagig, and the Gemara discusses what's the definition of a Shait. So that was the whole big machlokes. It was a gefährliche machlokes.
What period was it about?
The mid 1700s. The Shagasai wrote a Shuvah. The Rav in Frankfurt was involved.
No, this not the Emden.
I don't think Rav Yankif, I don't remember. I don't think he was involved.
Before him or after him?
A little before. He must have been a little boy at the time. It was a little before his time. But the Rabbanim in Frankfurt were involved. I think they said the get was good. I forgot. I think the Rav in Frankfurt held their get was good. And all the Rabbanim held the get was no good. So the Kehillah of Frankfurt fell before his time. But the Rabbanim in Frankfurt were involved. I think they said the get was good. I forgot. I think the Rav in Frankfurt held their get was good, and all the Rabbanim held the get was no good. So the Kehillah of Frankfurt felt that everybody was mevaza their rabbinate, and after their Rav passed away, they would never accept any of those Rabbanim said faket as the Rav. So they hustled up. 3/4 of the Rabbanim in Europe can't serve as the Rav in Frankfurt. It was a big machlokes about that. Big machlokes. No, they forced them decently. I mean, they discussed it with them until they convinced them to give it. Yeah, they didn't threaten it. They just convinced them to give it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. The Mishnah has certain cases you do force and certain cases you don't force. We except the government, the police may put you in jail. But the Rabbanim do have the power. But the Rabbanim don't do it, they don't want to sit in jail. So what is a Shaila though? What is a Shaila? The Pashtus is, most of the Poskim don't hold like Ramosha with this Marib. Most of the Poskim hold that one is a Shaita, the Dabar Echad, even if he functions normally in every other area. So Shaita for one area is Mamish deranged. He has a din of Shaita for everything, even on everything else. He dresses normally, he speaks normally, he functions normally. But in one area, his mom is tight meshuggah, so he's considered Shaita l'chol tarkub. But the Shaita is, what about a cheirish? A cheirish in the Gemara means she'ena shameh ve'ena medaber, a deaf mute. And the reason why, it's a Gemara later, the reason why a deaf mute is considered a lab bardas, because they had no way of educating them. This man atanayim, they had no way. Today they have the ability to educate. So that's what the Rashash points out, that l'chol today, the Rashash and other poskim at that time, they point out that Bizman is there, that we have, here's the Gemara. An Ayin Aleph and Aleph. So the Rashash and Daf Ayin Aleph and others point out that Bizman is there, that they can't educate them. So Cherish is a Barda. So what is the Cherish Bizman HaGemara? She'ein HaShameya ve'ein HaMedaber. So why is he a Lav Barda? So the Poskim discuss this. So the Or Sameach writes, in the days of the Or Sameach, before the Second World War, between the First and the Second World War, there was also such a big Asik that all the Rabbanim got involved in, like the Cleaver Get. In the mid-1700s and the early 1910s and 1920s, I don't remember the date exactly, there was such an Asik. Years ago, many men used to suffer from syphilis. And they used to have hospitals all, and when you have syphilis, when a person gets syphilis, if you don't cure it, it affects the nervous system until the person becomes a lav bardas. So they had many, many men sitting, they used to have syphilis hospitals all over, and they became a gansen lav b'nei das, and they couldn't give gittin to their wives. So one rabbi wanted to spare all of the agunas. So he made a bezin, and he went to the syphilis hospital, and he got all of these husbands, geret and geret, ein geret, he convinced them that they should authorize them to write a get for their wives, and they wrote gittin for their wives, and they gave the gittin to their wives. So this was in Poland somewhere. I forgot about this. It's all written up. This was in Poland. So one of the rabbanim saw, this is meshuggah. How can you guys in gansen alav bardas doesn't know what you're talking about? What do you mean you got him to give a get for his wife? So one of the rabbanim who lived in that community looked at the husbands and he saw what kind of fakery this is. So he sent letters to all the rabbanim in Europe that they should all react. So how can they react? They don't live there. They don't see what's happening. So they all wrote letters. So he collected all of the letters and he put out a book, Orla Yesharim, I think. On the Cleaver Get, they put out two books. I think one of them is called Orla Yashar. I forgot the other. And this one put out a sefer, Orla Yesharim, named after that sefer, about the new, a similar case of the Cleaver Get. So he had their letters from the Ragat Shover and from the Yosameach and from all the Gdolim, from all the Litvish and the Polish and the Galatian, everybody wrote letters. So the Yosameach writes in his letter that the best tshuva about Lav Bardas appears in the sefer, who is the Yekesh Rav in Furt? Yosef Steinhardt. What's the name of the sefer? No, his name was Steinhardt. Something Yosef, I forgot already the name of the sefer. The recent Adam Gottel, he has a sefer. So the Yosameach writes that he has the best sefer, he has the best tshuva on Lav Bardas. So if you look in that tshuva, he explains that there's a difference between a cherish and a shaita. A shaita means deranged, it's meshugel davrechen, and a cherish means retarded. He says it's beferish, you look in the Beishmul, the Shulchan Aruch, it means retarded. If a person has a slight retardation, that's not called a cherish. But if the person is so retarded that he doesn't even have the seichel of a shvache 13-year-old child. Let's say at bar mitzvah age, when a boy is bar mitzvah 13, a girl is bas mitzvah 12, so some of them are very brilliant, they're already getting their PhDs, and others are just passing their exams, and others are shvach. So if you have a shvach, child, very, very shvach, very, very shvach, so that's called a cherish. Sometimes a cherish at the age of 30 will become a bardas. A cherish is not, sometimes a retard. He says, he points out, based on the Bishmul, a cherish doesn't necessarily have to be any shemeh v'ena medar, but sometimes you can have a retarded person, and does he stay a cherish. A cherish means retarded. So the Tshuvah Svarim write that sometimes you have a person is slightly retarded, so some things for what he will understand, he will be a bardas. For what he won't understand, he won't be a bardas. So the Einig Yontif has such a tshuva. The Einig Yontif was a recent rov. So the Einig Yontif has a tshuva. The Cheirish, let's say a person is a little bit retarded, but he sees people get married. So he knows what it means. A boy and a girl meet and they fall in love and they move in together and they live together. So he also figures out what it means. So he falls in love. A retarded boy marries a retarded girl, or not a retarded girl, whatever, and they live happily after. So he says sometimes it'll be Kiddushin Daraisa. If the Cheirish is not so retarded that he does not, it's not the same as a Shaita, that a Shaita l'davarach is a Shaita l'chol takov. That's deranged. Deranged does say Shaita, the Shaita is a labadas. But a Cheirish is not a Chalashem on the Gabba. It just means if he has a Shvachikov, and he doesn't, whatever he doesn't understand, so he doesn't understand. Whatever he does understand, so he's a bardas. So the Erig Yontif says his gemalt azazach, that a person is a little retarded, married, the institution of marriage, he does understand. The institution of divorce could be that he never saw that. So it could be that gerishin he will not understand. So there's a possibility of a person who is able to make kiddushin deraisa, and he's divorced. Not able to get divorced. Because divorced he doesn't understand, so with respect to that, he's not able to express das, and with respect to Kedushin, he will be, because that he saw people get married, and that he'll be able to get married.
What is a parent's child considered?
Different levels, yeah, different levels. Each level is different.
He's got to examine each level.
You have to judge. In Shulchan Aruch, they talk about testing a cheresh. What, how much seichel does the person have that he should be considered a bardas? How do you test a cheresh to see if he has enough seichel? He doesn't have to understand literature, and he doesn't have to understand politics, and doesn't have to understand music. He has to understand that in the winter time you have to bundle up with warm clothes, and in the summertime you wear different kinds of clothes. He has to understand the basic elementary things. If he understands basic things, then he's considered sometimes considered sufficient by that.
Real cheresh is one who is separated from the realities of the world.
That's a shaita. That's a shaita.
No, cheresh, he doesn't know what's going on.
No.
Cheresh, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know the difference.
The Gemara gives autistic. Autistic is one who's not in touch with the world. Those are the simonim that the Gemara gives for a shaita. The Gemara gives three simonim for a shaita. So one of them is autism, that the person is just not in contact with anybody else. Doesn't have any shaykhs with the world. That's a shaita. But a cheresh is a different thing. Cheresh means retarded. You just have to be covered. To what extent retarded?
Some don't even understand what the marriage is about.
So then there's no...
How do you test me?
No, you need a good psychologist, a psychiatrist, to assess the situation, to see how much the person understands.
That's what
the Chelkas Yosef, I think the name is Chelkas Yosef Dachza. He shows from the Beis Shmuel like that the Beis Shmuel quotes Tshuva Svarim from the earlier Achrayim, that they hold that it's Lav Davke, that the Cheresh Ha'enu Shameh Ve'enu Medaber Bizman Hazeh, that they can educate, so he's a Bardas. It's not Allah that one who has a Mum is a Lav Bardas. That's because Ha'enu Shameh Ve'enu Medaber has a Mum, does make him a labadas, means bismana gemar, they had no way to educate him. So such a person will be the equivalent of a retarded. The equivalent of a retarded. So anyone who is sufficiently retarded will have the same din as a cheresh. Will have the same din as a cheresh. So the Gemara says usually kiddush a cheresh is only the rabbanon. A cheresh gets married is only kiddush in the rabbanon. But the Einig Yontif says sometimes it'll be kiddush in the raisa. If he understands what marriage is all about, it'll be Kiddushin Deraisa, and it's a Gemalta case. He'll understand marriage, he won't understand divorce, because he never saw that before. So then it'll be a case. He can get married Menatar, and he can't get divorced at all.
Do you make the Hekesh here?
That's the Rabbeinu Tam makes a Hekesh, but the Poskim are not so thrilled about the Rabbeinu Tam's Hekesh. They didn't think it was Mukhrach at all.
So you can have a situation
where a person can get married Menatar, and he cannot get divorced at all. Right? They don't hold from this Rabbeinu Tam's Hekesh. So the Gemara explained at what age a Ketana is Yecholah LeKabbalah's Gita, if she understands what's going on. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about to make other Kinyonim? Forget about Gittin. what would be the din of the kinyan? So let's say a little child is walking in the street and he picks up Dovah Shel Hefker. He picks up a $100 bill, $1,000, picks up a mitziyah. So we assume a mitziyah's cotton is only kind of midirabbanim. The Mishnah says mitziyah's cotton is only gezel mitnei darki shom. Taka Mishnah in Gittin earlier. Mitziyah's cotton is only, mitziyah's cher shetavi cotton is only gezel midirabbanim. Let's say somebody gives a cotton a matana. So that's 2 days in Taisvis, and we pass on that's their Isa. Since it's Das Acheres Makna, Isai, there's Das Makna, when you pick up an Aveda, there is no Das Makna. There's only the Kaina. So the Kotna is a Labba Das, there's no Das Makna, there's no Das Kaina. So you can't acquire ownership of the Mitziyah Min HaTorah. The Mitziyah's Kotna is only Kaina Mid Rabbana. But if somebody gives a Matana to the Kotna, so since it's a Das Acheres Makna, so there the Kotna is Kaina Min HaTorah. So what age does the cotton have to be that we should say that he's kainam in atayra, or if he picks up the mitzvah, he's kainam in the rabbana? What age does that have to be? So that's what the Gemara continues. Amrav Yura Marabasi, Tzror Bezarkai, if the child is old enough to understand, he has enough intelligence to understand, when he picks up a pebble, a stone, he throws it away. He doesn't bring it home and put it in the collection. It's a piece of junk. But ego is a nut, but if he picks up a nut that has food in it, he takes it home, he keeps it, and he's going to eat it later on. So he understands this is of value, and this is a piece of junk. So when the child is old enough to understand that, so the din is zeichel liatzmo. If somebody gives him a matane, he'll be kainim in a Torah. And if you have das, and if he picks up a mitziyah, he'll be kainim in the mitziyah mid the rabbanim if neidar kishom. What if somebody gives a matane to this little cotton that he should have in zin to be zeichel for a different person? Zochel liadam shalai befonov. So he can't become a shliach. You cannot appoint a cotton as a shliach. That's halacha. A cotton cannot appoint a shliach, nor can a cotton serve as a shliach for somebody else. But what if we're not appointing him as a shliach? We want to use zochen liadam shalai befonov. If I want to give a matana to somebody who's not here, so I give it to somebody who is here, and he picks it up on behalf of the person who's not here. So that's the principle of zochen liadam shalai befonov. So what if the one that I give it to is not bar mitzvah? What if I give it to one who's not bar mitzvah? Right, that's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos hold that Tzchiyah is a form of Shlichus, and all the Chachmei Svara disagree. Right. The Nafkamina is, the Gemara says in Ezeu Neshech, and Daf Ayin Aleph, on the base, I think, the Gemara says that you be Zeuche for a Goy. Let's say, if there will be a Goy here and I give him a Matana, he's Kaina Menatar. If the Goy is not here and I give you the Matana to be Kaina for the Goy, so the Gemara says the Goy is not Kaina. There's no, just like there's no zechiyah, just like there's no shlichus on behalf of a nachri, so too there's no zechiyah on behalf of a nachri. But a katan, despite the fact that if the katan would appoint you as a shliach, there's no shlichus on behalf of a katan, but nonetheless there is zechiyah on behalf of a katan. So the question is, why is it different from a goy? So there are two girsas in the Gemara. Nihi, the shlichus leislei, zechiyah miho midirabonon islei, or zechiyah miho islei. The Rashi and Tosfos have the gears in the Gemara, Schiya Miya Midirabbanan Islay. It can't be Min HaTorah, because whenever there's no Shlichus, there's no Schiya, because Schiya is a branch of Shlichus. It's like an extension. It's an understood form of Shlichus. And all the Chachmei Svarad have the gears as Schiya Miya Islay, and the Schiya works Min HaTorah. That Schiya is not a branch of Shlichus, and it's not governed with the rules of Shlichus. That's the main Nafkemina. Whether Schiya Mitam Shlichus or not, the main Nafkemina is whether Zechiyah ba'ad koton works min ha-Torah or only works min de-Rabbonim. So here it's an opposite shayla. Not Zechiyah ba'ad koton, I want to give to a koton, he should be zeichah for a different person. So the first opinion in the Gemara says that it works, but he has to be a little older to understand that musa. That the kid understands that this is a piece of junk and this is of value. So that's enough zeichah that he should be kainah for himself. If he picks up the aved, he's kainim in the rabbanon. If somebody gives him a matan, he's kainim in atur. But that the cotton should be able to be zeich on behalf of another party, that he has to understand a little, has to have a little more seichel than that. If he's only, how does he say? If he's tzor v'zork egg is v'noitloi, if he picks up a piece of junk, he'll throw it away. But if he picks an egg, he'll keep it. Then his zeichel liatzmoi can be kainim for himself. However, vein zeichel lachem. That's not enough seichel that he should be able to act zochel liadam shalai befonov on behalf of somebody else. But if it's a chayf, it's a machzir, a lach hashoah, if you give him a pikod, and then later on, little children usually say, everything, this is mine, and this is mine. Yeah. They go visit other people, they take everybody else's toys, and all the toys are theirs, they don't want to give it back. So he doesn't have the understanding of ownership that this is mine, this is yours. So he cannot be zeicher for somebody else. But if he's old enough, intelligent enough to understand that this is mine and this is yours, there's such a thing that other people also possess things in this world, so then he can even be zeicher l'acher. That was what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ravasi. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel, and of Ravasi. He learned by a lot of Amoraim. Ki amriti kamei de Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says, when I told over Ravasi's word to Shmuel, Amali, so Shmuel disagreed and he says, wrong. Dovado achasi. It doesn't make a difference whether he's on the lower level of Seichel, that he knows to throw out the junk and to keep the fruits, the things of value, or even is on the higher Seichel, same din. Same din. Which direction is it the same din? It means that even the younger child can also be Zeicha, or even the older one cannot be Zeicha until Bar Mitzvah. Which way? So the Gemara is not sure. What direction is it? Are they the same? What does he mean to say? What he meant to say was, a kid cannot be Zeicha for somebody else until he's Bar Mitzvah. All the Seichel in the world can be the world's biggest genius. Until Bar Mitzvah, he cannot be Zeicha L'Achem. So the Gemara is going to ask from Mishnayos. The Gemara is going to ask, there are Beferish and Mishnayos where it says that a child before Bar Mitzvah can be Zeicher father. So the Gemara says that's Dinim Derabbanan. Dinim Derabbanan, you can be Zeicher Lachem, but on the level of Deraisa, it will not work. Okay, we'll have to believe that. We'll have to continue next time.
What is the Bar Mitzvah have to ask in 12 years from 364 days not?
The Rosh claims that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Where did we get this from? The Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemecha. So the Rosh in the Tshuva writes, a famous Rosh, he says that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, like all the other Shiurim. The Gemara says Shiurim, Halacha L'Moshe Misina. How do you know that this is Dalet Amis, and this is Gimel Tvachim, and this is Dalet Tvachim, and this is Kizayis and Kibetza? So he says that that's part of Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It's a problem because there is a Gemara, this is not, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Taisus shows from the Gemara Sanhedrin, it sounds like it says that in the Doris HaRishonim, in the earlier generations, the children were able, were roi lahoylid at an earlier age, and therefore they became bar mitzvah at an earlier age. So it would appear like that from the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishpatim. Ki yaziri shal reyehu lahargo biyarma miyim izbechi tikachenu lomuz. There it is, pasuk yudalit. Perek chafala pasuk yudalit. So the pasuk pshat is, ki yaziri shal reyehu lahargo, if a person has premeditated murder, mezit, he kills someone b'mezit. So the Gemara has an additional, that's the Pshutu Shalom, the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Vayozet Yankif Nozit. Vayozet means it was cooking. So the Gemara has a drashin, ki yozit ish. Ish means prat l'katan. If a person is bar mitzvah, so then ish mezit a mazriya. Then he can cook up zera in his body that will be able to be moiled a child. He can make a woman pregnant. But a katan ain't a mezit a mazriya. That's not the, clearly it's not the Pshuto Shal Mikra, but that's an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. So Tosis points out, on that Gemara, it would appear, in the first daf in Perek Ben Saramara, it would appear that B'doris HaRishonim, that children were able to be moiled in an earlier age, today they always have in these newspapers.
Yeah, sometimes 12-year-olds.
They have to have babies at the girls, yeah, 9 years old, 10 years old, and the boys are fathers of babies. So we have to reinvestigate, maybe because the diet is so healthy in America, maybe the children become bar mitzvah before 12 and before 13. You have to figure out. If Taisa says that's Taka Hashem. So that's the kasha that they ask on the Rosh. How can the Rosh say that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? If the Taisa shows from the Gemara that B'doris HaRishonim, because they were roi l'hoiled at an earlier age, so they became bar mitzvah at an earlier age. So obviously it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So in every generation, the Bezna has to be on top of things. They have to investigate. At what age is it the average age that people are roi l'hoiled? So maybe a lot of our children are really bar mitzvah before 13 and before 12. It's taka an issue. Somebody, I don't know who, but someone has to, Rabbi Tendler should investigate. Someone should investigate to find out what the din is.
Okay,
you should get him funding. Okay. So they were bar mitzvah, they were exactly 13. The Medrash makes a cheshim, Vayikhu Ish Charbo, and they were exactly Bar Mitzvah at that time. So that's the Mokka that Bar Mitzvah is 13. Yeah. At the end of today's Sedra, the Chumash describes the way Bnei Yisrael said at the time of Maimon HaSinai, Naaseh V'Nishma. So the Gemara says we learn all of the dinim of Geirus from Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai is described in the Chumash not just for sake of history, it's to teach us l'dayres how we're supposed to be mekabel gerim. You have to have mila. They all had mila mitzrayim, not only to lead up to achilas karban pesach, the Gemara says, but also to lead up to the gerus. And they had tvila. The Gemara shows that they had. Where does it say that they all had tvila? It said that the married people. Said the married people had tefillah, but how do you know that even the single people had tefillah? The Gemara has a malka. Then they all brought a korban. That's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. That's halacha. A ger has to bring a korban. Bizman is that we don't have a beis hamikdash. The Gemara says the korban is not miyake. But bizman she beis hamikdash hayikayim. There was a din that a ger has to bring a korban. But v'yal kulam, the main thing you need mila tefillah korban. But the main thing is you have to have kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The ger has to say nasa v'nishma, and he has to know what he's talking about. So you have to be modinos on mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos. A mitzvah, mitzvahs chamuras. You have to tell him a sampling of the mitzvah. So that's what the Ramban writes on Chumash. Ramban claims that that's what the Aseres Hadibros was all about. Aseres Hadibros was a representation of a variety of mitzvahs, a sampling. Some of them more difficult, some of them less difficult to observe. And the Ika was that Bnei Yisrael said Nasim and Ishma. They were mekabel all mitzvahs. So let's say, and he has to believe in God. He has to believe in Torah and Hashemayim, because at the time of Mamre HaSinai, the Rebbe Shalom is talking to them in person. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Elinu Chamit Piyah Gvura Shamayim. Let's say have a non-Jew wants to convert. He doesn't believe in God. He wants to be Jewish. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to join the Jewish people, but he doesn't believe in God. What do you mean doesn't believe? If you have a Jew who doesn't believe in God, so if our family was stuck, what can we do? He's Jewish. He doesn't believe. But if you have a guy who wants to become Jewish, he has to believe in God. He has to believe in Torah and Hashemayim. You're learning everything out from Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the original Maisa Geiris, and he has to say Nasa V'Nishma. He has to be Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. If you're Mekabel a Geir, and he doesn't accept anything, so the whole conversion is not Chal. The Gemara says regarding the Kusim, that originally when they converted, as is described in Sefer Melachim, it says they were a being, they came from Kusa, from Chutz Lords, and they were transported to Eretz Yisrael, and they were being attacked by lions. Normally there are no lions. Normally there are no lions in Eretz Yisrael. Unusual.
Only the zoo.
So they're not supposed to be. So they were petrified. So they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei HaAretz. So they converted, but they were never mekabel ol mitzvah. So the pasuk says Esalehem Hayuovdim. They used to worship Avodah Zarah. So Taisus points out, based on the Gemara, of course they were never Jewish. If they were never mekabel ol mitzvah, of course the geris was not chal. The dispute that the Gemara has, whether the Kusim are Geri Emes or not, that's a machlokes, whether historically later in time were they Megayir a second time. But Taisus says the first conversion, based on Gemara, the first conversion was Batla Mevutla, Avada was nothing. That's the ABC of what conversion is all about. That's a Dabar Pashut. It's Pilei Ploim that some people think that you can be Mekabel a Ger without a Kabbalah Samnit. Rambam means that's what all the Rav Chaim Moshe writes like that, the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes like that, Nechem de Shloime writes like that, all the Pesukim say the same shot. The Rambam describes like this, the Gemara in Yevamos describes when you have a candidate for conversion, so you have him learn all the dinim and you speak to him in advance, and then when he's in the mikveh up to his neck in water, then you repeat again, do you accept the Jewish religion? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Torah Hashemayim? This is a dramatic Kabbalah on this, the second before he's about to be tovel in the mikvah. So the Rambam says that the dramatics is not miyake. As long as we know that he's mekabel, we spoke to him already yesterday. We've been speaking to him for the last couple of months. He's been coming to us keseda. So the dramatic Kabbalah on this is immediately prior, the second before he's about to be tovel in the mikvah. That's not miyake. The drama is not miyake, but the Kabbalah Samit Zavad is miyake. This stuff, mamish, nasav and ishma. If everything is learned out from Kabbalah Sater, of course you need Kabbalah Samit. It was good. There was nasav and ishma. They believed in God, they believed in Torah and Hashemayim at that time. It's not going to help. Let's say they'll accept, the ger will accept to observe all of the mitzvahs, but he doesn't accept the principle of Torah and Hashemayim. That's what Maimon Hasina was all about. They heard the Rebbe Shlom talking in person, so of course they believe in Torah and Hashemayim. The Gemara says all of Geiris has to be learned out from Matan Texas.
Yeah, don't really want not getting.